Two intertwined themes are explored in Parashat Ekev: memory and human agency. What is the connection between these ideas, and how do they work together in our brit, our partnership with God? One verse in our parasha seems to challenge human agency and responsibility, suggesting that our success comes not from us, but from God. But remember, says the verse, the Lord your God, for it is God who gives you the strength, koach, to do valor, chayil. How can it be that everything is God's? Don't people have agency and talent? By suggesting people are not responsible for their success, does this not open up a way of evading responsibility for our actions? The Ran, Rabbeinu Nisim Girona, in his Drashot, suggests an understanding of the mechanism of partnership between humanity and God. He opposes a simplistic, dichotomous reading of the verses, one that claims either everything comes from humans or everything comes from God. He recognizes that the Torah does not erase human agency and power, but rather reframes it. To do this, he distinguishes between the two different words for strength in the verse, koach and chayil. The Ran writes as follows: for it is true that certain individuals possess unique qualities for certain matters, and according to this, it is true, in a sense, that the wealthy person can say, my koach and the might of my hand have gotten me this chayil. That is to say, we must acknowledge that human beings are endowed with real power, talents, initiative, and the capacity for action. Yet this is not the complete picture. For the Ran, koach is a person's innate talent, their natural inclination. Chayil, on the other hand, is the finished product, the actual success, wealth, achievement, or result. The Torah does not say that God gives a person chayil, or success, in a miraculous manner that bypasses human effort, choice, or agency, but rather that God is one who gives you koach to achieve chayil. It follows that human beings indeed produce and do chayil. They are the ones who plow, sow, trade, and initiate. Yet the source that makes all this possible, the essential and vital foundation, is a divine gift. This insight clarifies the nature of the partnership between God and humanity, a partnership that does not mean God is passive while humans are active or vice versa, but rather that humans are commanded to realize their capabilities to their fullest potential, capabilities vitalized, initiated by God. This is a partnership in which humans are not puppets pulled by strings, but active agents actualizing divine potential within reality. This fact carries a further significance. Human beings bear full responsibility for their koach and deeds of chayil, which exist side by side with the recognition that there is a divine source. The partnership between humanity and God does not relieve human beings of responsibility, for without human action, the power that has been granted remains unfulfilled. One of the central concerns of the book of Deuteronomy, as I mentioned last week, is the question of forgetting. Forgetting is closely tied by Sefer Dvarim to koach and chayil, to the successes and outcomes of human exertion of power. In Parashat Ekev, and particularly in chapter 8, the Torah describes a life of abundance and prosperity in the land of Israel, and the challenge it poses. The parasha opens with an idealized description of the good place to which God brings the people, and the verses describe as follows: for the Lord your God is bringing you into a good land, a land of brooks of water, of fountains and springs flowing out of the valleys and hills, a land of wheat and barley, of vines and fig trees and pomegranates, a land of olive oil and honey, a land in which you will eat bread without scarcity, in which you will lack nothing, a land whose stones are iron, and out of those hills you can dig copper. This abundance is presented not merely as a blessing, but also as an arena for a spiritual test. The danger of forgetting lurks at the threshold of abundance. Beware, the verses tell us, lest you forget the Lord your God by not keeping his commandments and his rules and his statutes, which I command you today. Lest, when you have eaten and are full, and have built good houses and live in them, and when your herds and flocks multiply, and your silver and gold is multiplied, and all that you have is multiplied. The forgetting mentioned here is not a loss of memory regarding the past, but a cognitive collapse of the present. When a person is surrounded by abundance in which you will lack nothing, they tend to attribute their chayil exclusively to themselves. Pride, and your heart will be lifted up, erases the divine presence from the reality and creates an illusion of independence, aggressive, forceful independence, and perhaps even loneliness. And you say in your heart, my koach and the might of my hand have gotten me this chayil. The antidote to this forgetting is the commandment, and you shall remember. Memory, which is connected to power. Memory in the Torah is not a nostalgic act of yearning for the past, but a tool for establishing a present of responsible consciousness. Though memory turns towards the past, who brought you out of the land of Egypt, who led you through the great and terrible wilderness, its purpose is to construct an understanding of the reality in the present. And you shall remember the Lord your God, for it is your God who gives you koach to do chayil, that God may establish God's covenant. Memory transforms human action and use of power from a private achievement into an act of partnership in the covenant, rescuing the individual from the notion that everything rests solely on their isolated power. The command, and you shall remember, therefore, does not turn towards the past nor focus on it. Rather, it is a demand to remember in the present. The past is a means for building contemporary consciousness. Memory is an act that reflects a proper understanding of reality and power here and now. A proper understanding of reality is also the foundation for the future, a future of living in covenant with the Holy Blessed One. The memory required of us is a constant awareness of the ultimate source from which our capacities flow, even and perhaps especially at the peak moments of achieving success. The conclusion of chapter 8 presents us with a theology of the exercise of power. Power must be exercised out of memory and for the sake of covenant. Memory becomes a restraining and directing force. Memory and power are not ends in themselves, but rather a framework that establishes responsibility, each in its own way, and particularly in light of the close connection forged between them in these verses. When a person remembers that the source of their power is divine, their relationship to power transforms from ownership to partnership, from mastery to responsibility. Memory builds humility. Partnership in place of my koach and the might of my hand, and commitment in place of forgetting. The power granted to humanity is not an end in itself, but a means that God may confirm God's covenant. That is to say, every economic or personal success must be translated into expanding goodness and living according to the values of the covenant. Remembering responsibly means understanding that our present is not disconnected from the past. Yet remembering responsibly means not merely recalling what happened, but transforming memory into a bond with God, the source of power who brought us out of the land of Egypt. Remembering responsibly means acting in a way that establishes and expands a life lived in covenant with the Holy Blessed One. Memory is tested precisely in times of plenty, when the temptation to retreat into selfishness is at its peak. The demand to remember is a call to take full responsibility for the power in our hands right now, not merely asking, what have I achieved, but how am I using the power given to me to build a future of covenantal life? Memory generates the capacity to exercise power in a measured, value-driven manner that remains mindful of its source, thereby transforming abundance into a sustaining blessing rather than an obstacle of pride. Ultimately, the book of Deuteronomy teaches us that memory is the bridge connecting divine grace with human effort. Abundance in the good land is a time of great responsibility, wherein humanity is called to recognize its partnership with God in all the work of its hands. In this way, the creation of Chayil becomes divine service in the fullest sense of the word. Shabbat Shalom.